not every day we have a guest like this of such importance and has sacrificed so much to bring you this information. She was a land developer, her and her husband, her family. They began to read the documents and to see an agenda that looked nothing like they had expected. Agenda 21 was creeping into property rights. And that opened up another Pandora's box and another and another. And Deborah Tavares, her relentless research and really heroic willingness to stand and tell anybody who is willing to dive into the deep end of the pool has affected millions. We are so glad she is here. Her main website, stopthecrime.net. There's others, Primary Water, we may talk about, but stopthecrime.net, her main website. Deborah Tavares, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for having me on. I have much to cover, but certainly I would invite everybody to sign up on to stopthecrime.net. We will be out in the community here in the wake of these active crime scenes of fires that are now being investigated by the perpetrators. So you're going to be able to watch us in the communities here in Santa Rosa talking to the city officials that are all part of the perpetrating teams. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But I guess I really do need to lay the groundwork that the country has been taken over by government agencies that are under the policies and pushing forward the policies of the United Nations and the World Bank, the globalists, and, of course, many, many other agencies. Hopefully I can get into the C40 cities takeover, which not only includes the Clinton Foundation, but many other aspects of corporations that are involved in the takedown of our country. But I thought I would cover a bit of the fires. Everyone needs to know that we've only been a few days out of smoke here. It's been raining a few days, and what we have been advised now along our coastline, along the Sonoma County coastline, because of rains, we're going to have high surf advisories. They're talking about 13, 14-foot waves, a lot of coastal erosion. This is all part of the takedown of our country. And I have a YouTube up called Coastlines Under Attack, Storm Surge Artificially Created. And they're using technologies to erode many of the coastlines, exacerbate many normal weather and ocean conditions with technologies, just as exacerbating the horrific aspects of weaponization of our skies and our winds and our rains and the fires and floods and hurricanes. The list is endless. So where I guess I want to start is everybody needs to understand where I get this information so that you understand that it's only documents that I'm laying out to everybody. This is not anything that is made up or not documented. I, in the very beginning, was extremely skeptical as I started to fall into this black abyss, and so skeptical as a land developer, and of course having had our own private business, I was extremely familiar with building codes, city reports and policies, and I started to read and read. And when I started to discover the climate action plans that are now adopted throughout the world, every city, every town, every county, every village, worldwide. So you can type in your city or your state, followed by climate action plans and resilient plans. And I'm going to break in to the climate action plan in Butte County, which is the town of paradise that has nearly completely burned off the map. We're going to talk about what's in that climate action plan. Now, they all vary, but they all say that you must reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. And in the town's climate action plan, it's actually Butte County Climate Action Plan, adopted February 25th of 2014. And I'm going to be reading excerpts out of this. You can look at this in more detail yourselves. I would encourage everyone to do so. But it talks about how Butte County had already taken many steps to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. they were planning to reduce and are planning to reduce the emissions. And their target is 15% below 2006 levels by the year 2020. And why I say that is because we have a very, very important document called CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. You can type that in and you can find out what is happening with the false illusion, which is climate control really on the heels of weaponized weather targeting. We all know that. I hope all of you know that. As I present documents and weaving the picture of what America is looking like and what it is slated to look like, you will understand how these policies are playing out. But it's most important for everyone to recognize and understand that decreasing the CO2 emissions, which is, of course, our carbon dioxide and oxygen, is causing global suffocation, the extinction of all species. So we have a weapon of mass destruction. When you look at that 1960 memorandum, you'll find that it's involving water grabbing, massive, massive death. It is really what is behind the real wars, and it's extinction of species, endangering all of our forests, killing our forest. Of course, we're seeing all of the extreme weather events, mass killings, water control, and food insecurities worldwide. And also ocean acidification. Many of you may not fully understand what that is as well, but it's taking the oxygen not only out of the atmosphere, but out of the water as well, which is causing extinction of many species and warming the ocean up, which is why we're seeing so many abnormalities with our oceans. The oceans are being destroyed as well. The easy way for me to describe that, and it's a huge thing to a huge concept to wrap your brain around, and it has been for me. But again, I'm going to paint a picture. It's important to understand that we are undergoing a terracide, T-E-R-R-A-cide. And terra in Latin is the name for Earth. The Earth is being destroyed by all of these policies and by the weapons that so many people are still unable to see as weapons. So when I look at the Butte County Climate Action Plan, it talks about how the homes and businesses are dispersed throughout the unincorporated county, resulting in transportation activity typical for rural areas and unincorporated counties. And given the distribution of homes and businesses and daily activities, driving in personal cars is common. Most of the building stock was constructed before the adoption of the California's Energy Efficient Title 24 Building Code in 1978. Similar to other rural communities, Butte County does not require upgraded in building stock codes. So what we have is homes that, by and large, were built in the 70s and 80s. And it appears as though these are areas that are being hit because we're seeing new cities being built in the wake and the requirements to meet new building codes and standards. Now, a very important element in this Butte County Climate Action Plan is what I'm going to read you right now. And I want everybody to remember this as we go forward in this discussion. It says, and it's under the section in their climate action plan identified as resilience to climate change. Even if global greenhouse gas emissions ceased immediately, existing local hazards and vulnerabilities would be exacerbated, in other words, increased by climate change. Local hazards that will be affected by climate change include greater frequency of extreme heat events, increased wildfire hazards and risks, frequent and more frequent damaging floods, reduced water supply, and increased risks to local ecosystems and crops. the county is already addressing these challenges, but must be prepared to respond to increasing risks by modifying some of the operational practices and strengthening the capacity of the county's resources to respond. Through upfront planning, the county can reduce both exposure to risks and long-term costs for responding to disasters. And on the other side of the break, we're going to get a little more into the climate action plans, because your cities have approved this, your mayors, your city councils, and now the climate has been approved and activated.
There we go. StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares. We'll also summarize this so you may be a little lost. We'll summarize so we can go, we'll just continue going forward. Welcome back. We're talking to Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. She has alerted millions to the crime of humanity, of mankind. I don't like the word human, but mankind that has been done to us. Let me give a little background. When she came on, we had been talking previously, so you may be a little lost if you're listening. In California, you've heard about the wildfires. Okay, this is a certain area of California that has been basically cordoned off. And Deborah, you correct me wherever I ask you a couple questions, but that mirrors, that matches the 2030 plan, sustainable development, pushing people off the land, pushing them to big cities. Now, these fires are very suspicious. We've seen pictures of homes burnt to a crisp. I mean, the refrigerator and everything. And then the trees are fine. And then the next house, the house is burnt. Very suspicious. Automobiles down to molten aluminum. Deborah, this is happening in California. Deborah, what we are seeing from your documents, is this an energy weapon? Is this the smart meter on their house? What is this?
Well, it's a variety of weaponized assaults. Certainly it is the aluminum oxide, which is an accelerant that has been sprayed over us. In fact, for those of you, at the time when we shot this video, we did not realize the fires were going to start within 36 hours. The YouTube that I'll refer everyone to is called Earthquakes and Geysers Exploited by Drilling. It's a new geyser tour, and I'll talk about that a bit because they cause earthquakes. It's, again, called Earthquakes, Geysers Exploited by Drilling. Go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube channel. So what you'll see is the opening intro to that tour where we're filming out in a field, and you're going to see a tremendous hit of overhead aerial spraying, again, about 36 hours before the fires started here in Northern California. So you can get a look at what we looked like just prior to the fires. But getting back to your question, Daniel, a myriad of assaults are used. It's all fingerprintless by and large, and that's why the perpetrators are getting away with this. And again, I want to say that we are in an active crime scene being investigated by the perpetrators here in California regarding all of the fires. The Tubbs fire that occurred here in Santa Rosa in 2017 still has not been defined by CAL FIRE as to the start of the fire. So we have, of course, the use of directed energy weapons, the smart meters which explode on the homes. We have the use of incendiary metal pellets, drones, black ops helicopters, arson on the ground, mind control arsonist as well. Drones were used overhead above the car fire back in 2017, which was the Redding fire. In fact, there were so many drones in the air that it prevented proper fire attention during the beginning of the fires. This was told to us by a sheriff. Mm. So we have the use of directed energy weapons. Now, when you think of directed energy weapons, you have to think of energy being directed, not just only lasers and masers and the use of satellites and beam weaponry. It's the capabilities of many types of energy weapons systems that are absolutely pelting California and elsewhere. This is a global assault with fires. It certainly appears that at this moment, California is most definitely in the bullseye. But I can assure you.
Okay. Let me pause right there, Deborah. Pause right there. Okay. Let me summarize here. You correct me where I'm wrong and lead us in the right direction. you're saying that the plans, your research, and I've studied your research, you, in spades, you have detailed how there is a concrete plan to take certain land back, to use certain weapons, to use climate as an excuse to basically extinct the way mankind operates, especially on America. California seems to be the bullseye, this Butte County, Paradise, some of the other cities around there, that this is an operation by, you know, fingerprintless operators within our government. They've chosen us as an enemy, and they are doing this to us right now as we speak. And their overall purpose is not only this, maybe to see what they can get away with, but it's an overarching to see what they can get away with mankind next. Would that be accurate?
Well, yes. And I'm going to go into a couple of things right now regarding the fires and Rothschild and Pacific Gas and Electric. And, of course, we broke the Rothschild connection a number of years ago. And everyone that is listening, you need to understand who are some of the perpetrators involved. But I'm going to read one paragraph out of an email exchange that is read in full in the YouTube plan to burn up Northern California, the longer version. The shorter YouTube that we have up, about the half-hour version, plan to burn up Northern California, you will see me addressing the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors shortly after the fires here in 2017, but I addressed them in 2018, and I would recommend everybody watch that.
Let me pause again, Deborah. Let me interject here again, also for you all that are listening. Deborah's been saying this for years, and that's one of the reasons why she's so important. It's not that she's coming after the fact and now telling you kind of these outlandish things. She's been saying for years, here are the documents. Here is their plan. Here's what they're about to do. The Rockefellers are connected to the electric company. We got directed energy weapons.
Rothschild.
They're
going to
use climate as an excuse. I mean, the Rothschilds, excuse me. Rothschilds own the electric company on the smart meters. They're going to use climate as an excuse. America is not accepting Al Gore, so they don't care. They'll just go around, use the corporations and the media and everything, and they'll force it right down your throat whether you believe it or not. She's been saying this for years. The video of her when she goes to the city council is classic. The look on these people's face. I don't know. There must have been 10, 15 people, and she's saying, you are about to be a part of a genocide, and it's all going to be your fault because you're not doing anything. I've told you about this, and you haven't done a damn thing. And the look on these people's face in this city council, it's priceless. They're looking away from her. They won't even look at her. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war. She said she's in the middle in California, Northern California right now is in the middle of an active crime scene. Well, this crime scene is going to come to your neighborhood next. That's what she's been telling us for years. For years, and she has all the documents to prove it. So let me just back you up. We got about a minute and a half before the break, Deborah. I just wanted to clear this up for people to give them a little bit of perspective. We got about a minute and a half before the break. Continue on, and then after, let's see. We'll continue forward from there. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read one short paragraph out of an extremely important email exchange that Rothschild, Pacific Gas and Electric, and the California Public Utility Commission sent back and forth. And I'm just going to read one of the two paragraphs again. This was dated August 2011, and this is from Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild. It says, we are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert to Sebastopol, end quote. Now, when we return from the break, I'm going to read to everybody what this solar generating system is. You will be stunned, as I am. Everyone needs to understand the contractual agreement and use of weather weapons. And I will go into that when we return, because I don't want to start on that one.
Okay. Dane Wigington, you know, geoengineeringwatch.com, he's talked about how the climate, it's not necessarily that man-made climate or man is changing climate, but climate is changing because somebody's forcing it to change. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Sebastopol in California, it's the bullseye. Stay tuned. Deborah Tavares on the other side. And what does it look like if they win?